You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Salam everyone, this is Yusuf, and this week's episode will be dedicated to a Lebanese singer, Ahmed Qaabour, who passed away 3 weeks ago at the age of 70 after he gave Lebanon and Palestine and the Palestinian cause and its revolution one of the most important and beautiful songs ever. So this episode is for Ahmed Qaabour. I was in grade 2 in 1982 when all of a sudden I started listening to an album, a cassette, in my father's car. Every time we go somewhere or we come back, there's only one cassette in my father's car, and it keeps repeating the 9 songs in that cassette. And I just fell in love with the music, the voice, the lyrics, the little that I understood from the lyrics in classical Arabic. Most all of the songs were written in classical Arabic, particularly the beginning of one song, Unadikum. I just fell in love with the flute intro of that piece, and probably that contributed to shaping my interest in music in general, and that I ended up pursuing this as my career now. This was the cassette of a Lebanese singer that made it to Saudi Arabia, and my father just nearly didn't play anything else for years. The album is named after Unadikum, I Call Upon You, which is a poem written by the Palestinian poet Tawfiq Ziyad, who was the mayor of Al-Nasira and one of the mobilizers of the Palestinians who remained in Israel and who led their struggle against the colonization and the confiscation of land. And the peak of that was what later became an important day in the Palestinian calendar, the 30th of March, 1976, the land day Yom Al-Ard. So Tawfiq Ziyad wrote a poem called Unadikum, Ashuddu ala ayadikum, wa abusul arda tahta ni'alikum wa aqulu afdikum, I call upon you. Now Ahmed Qaabour, the Lebanese singer, made it a song and released this cassette in 1975, and it became like our anthem forever. So I'll leave you with the flute intro and part of Unadikum. Ahmed also made a song called Irhal, Leave, Go Away, and dedicated it for the Palestinian refugees. This is the word they kept hearing from the soldiers who came from far lands to their homes and villages and towns and farms and shops and cities and mosques and churches. Irhal. In May 1976, as Lina was on her way from school from the Palestinian city of Nablus, she joined a protest against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Nablus. And as the soldiers tried to stop the protest and attacked it and dispersed it, she managed to hide inside one of the shops in the city, in the old city of Nablus. Turned out that one of the soldiers had his eyes on her and was waiting for her to leave the shop. And as she left the shop, he shot her. He killed her. He shot her with one shot in her neck. There was a journalist who took a picture of Lina Nablusi bloodied on the asphalt with her school uniform. That picture of Lina, the martyr, was also immortalized by a painting of the Palestinian artist Salman Mansour, and later the Lebanese singer Ahmed Qaabour sang for her in a song that he called Nabad al-Daffa, the Pulse of the West Bank. You're listening to Palestine Remembered on 855 AM and a special episode in memory of Ahmed Qaabour. Since 1969, Israel has been targeting the southern villages and the southern towns of Lebanon under the pretext of trying to stop the first Palestinian resistance joined by the Lebanese resistance from 1970 onwards, killing and injuring and destroying many infrastructure in the southern part of Lebanon. The peak of that was in 1978 when Israel invaded South Lebanon, and in 1982 when it did it again. But the Israeli hostilities on Lebanon never stopped. The Israeli hostilities on the southern part of Lebanon continues. And as we speak today, southern part of Lebanon is under rabid hostilities over and over and over again. So Ahmed Qaabour sang for the people of Al-Janoub. Janoub is Arabic word for the south. Janoubiyun.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
In early 60s, the Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish in his youth was imprisoned in Israel for failing to abide by the curfew regulations, by the military law that the Palestinians inside Israel were living under. So mind you that Israel, upon its inception in 1948, they could not uproot 130,000 Palestinians. And they didn't know what to do with them. They could not manage to uproot them like the rest of the Palestinian people. And they didn't want to give them Israeli citizenship. So they put the Palestinians who remained under martial military law. So this is the type of environment that Mahmoud Darwish, the Palestinian poet, grew up in 50s and early 60s. So he was imprisoned, and one day, when his mother tried to visit him to bring him food and coffee, the Israeli prisoner spilled the coffee in front of her eyes to just break the spirit of the Palestinians. So Mahmoud Darwish wrote a poem for his mother, and it has become one of the most important pieces of literature for mothers. Ahmed Qaabour made it a song in this song, Ummi. And in 1973, Israel killed a Palestinian young man in a Shaja'iyya camp in Gaza, one of the revolutionaries, Nabil Abid. So he wrote and made a song in memory of Nabil from Gaza. From 1984 to 1986, the Palestinian refugee camps in Beirut, especially Burj al-Barajna, were subjected to tightened siege and direct attack from the Syrian army and Lebanese militias backed by Syria. The target was the supporters of Yasser Arafat inside these refugee camps. And sadly, thousands of civilians had to die by direct attack or by hunger and thirst and illness because of the siege. Ahmed Qaabour immortalized this pain by a song, an imaginary dialogue between a young man and his grandmother, Ya Sitti. Sitti is Arabic word for my grandma. ¶¶ Before I leave you, I want to promote our concert next Saturday on the 25th of April. This is an afternoon concert at 1:30 in Brunswick. The concert is called The Lone Traveller. The Lone Traveller by Tarab Ensemble in Brunswick Ballroom. You can find the tickets online. The Lone Traveller, Tarab Ensemble, and it's going to be a concert dedicated to the legacy of the Egyptian and Arab composer Muhammad Abdul Wahab. With this, we've come to the end of this week's episode of Palestine. Remember that we dedicated to Ahmed Qaabour, the Lebanese artist and singer who gave Palestine one of its most beautiful songs. Until we meet next week, this is Yusuf wishing you the best of all times. And until the end of this episode, I leave you with a song called Ya Raya. If you're going close to my homeland, please pass my salam to my beloved land and to my people. Ya Raya.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.